You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. On this Thursday afternoon, Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather joins us to discuss the forecast for the Midwest. Other parts of the globe, too, probably, but let's stay right here. We put an awful lot of corn in the ground really fast across Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Indiana, the five primary corn-producing states, last week. Farmers still moving really well this week, though there was a little delay with some rainfall. What do you think about the weather patterns at this time? What are they telling you about the beginning of the season and maybe going forward?
Well, the most interesting thing that we're seeing is that it's been unusually warm at times over the last 3 to 4 months in little spurts. We initially had a spurt in late January where temperatures across the plains soared to all-time records in parts of Nebraska and Kansas. And then we saw another bout of unseasonable warmth in February, and again in March, and again in April, and right now. And so you kind of have a history here of unseasonable warmth. Even though it will stay warm right now, and it turns notably cooler for several days early next week, this same pattern that we have at the moment generates again once we get into the last half of next week, and really beginning around the 15th of May. And if we end up with this really warm pattern again, and then that lasts into, let's say, the end of May, all of a sudden you have to say to yourself, well, what if this happens again in June or July or August? We know that corn and soybean yields are highly correlated to temperatures throughout the heart of the summer. And so if this pattern doesn't start to break at some point in the next 6 weeks or so, it will become a concern. Now, that's still 6 weeks away, 8 weeks away, maybe even 10 weeks away. And we don't have a magic crystal ball, so we can't say exactly what's going to happen come midsummer. But this is something that we're watching. We do find it interesting. And we've seen this type of thing before, where you get in a pattern that lasts for a period of many months, and then all it has to do is last a relatively short period of time, and it's affecting the key summer months. So that's something to keep an eye on. But again, we don't see any real reason to think that that would just continue, except for that we keep seeing it recur. We don't have any specific reason to say, yes, this is going to last. Just the observation that it is lasting is at least a clue that you need to keep an eye on it, and that'll be something that we'll certainly be following in the coming weeks and months.
I think this is what you might term as a persistent pattern, and we have had many times over the years persistent patterns, but normally we would talk about this as a wintertime really cold effect as opposed to a summertime warmer than average effect. Is there a difference between those two seasonally?
Well, there's not a lot of correlation between winter weather and summer weather. That would be the main argument we would make. So even if you have perfect knowledge of the winter weather, which we actually do right now, we can go back and look and see what happened. And we can go back in other years and see what happened in the winter. But just because we know what happened there doesn't really tell us much about the summer. Leading into the drought of 2012 was probably the most interesting situation, where it had been warmer than average across most states in the Corn Belt. Every single month from October through April, we got to May right now, it stayed warm, and then it stayed warm in July. And that was really what turned out to be the huge drought. We don't have that type of scenario in place right now. But again, we can argue that we've seen this bubbling up from time to time over the last 3 to 4 months. So warm weather is definitely something to monitor later in the summer.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Our thanks to him for joining us on this Thursday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.